All right, so Jeff and I are going to be playing Utopia. Utopia is one of the best remembered in television games, with some people even referring to it as Civilization 0.5. You can't see it, but I'm making air quotes with my fingers right now. The reviews for the game were great, and although it didn't have the biggest marketing push, it still sold quite well. This all sounds like bullshit. The game was designed by Don Daglow and released by Mattel for the Intellivision.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
Did you play Utopia back in the day?
I did. I played it back in the day.
So you remembered it.
This was back before they invented graphics. This game came out. What does it say, the release date on it? No, it doesn't even say does it?
No, it doesn't.
It'll tell
before
us somewhere.
Before they had release dates.
Yeah, it was before. This is a prehistoric game before they were recording this kind of stuff. Oh, the secrets of Jeff's storage device. What are you doing?
I'm buying it.
How can it be in your game room if you didn't buy it?
You can download the game pack so that you can see them all, and then you purchase the individual.
You do not understand how game room works, but I'm just going to roll with this.
I think you don't understand. I downloaded all the packs because they're free.
The packs don't go into your game room, though. That's not the way game room works. You buy the game pack, and then you have the ability to then purchase the game. You must be in the... You must have been in, like, the presentation arcade or something like that.
I don't know, dude. Welcome to Game Room. It's my virtual...
Hit A. Room. Well, you never play Game Room? God, it's terrible. All right. Hit A.
I'm going to hit A.
And now, hit A. Boom. Here it comes. You even got achievement. Look at you. Already ahead of the game. Hit X. Now hit A. Bam.
The fuck just happened?
Everything's good. We're playing the game now. Hit A.
Okay.
Hit A.
Okay.
Hit A.
Okay.
You win. Okay, Yay. Go to multiplayer. Go to multiplayer. All right, so here's Jeff and I. We're going to be playing Player 2. What's up with the X on the Xbox button there? Looks like
know.
A arch. We're playing the arch box. All right, I'm ready. You ready?
Ready? Let's
Hit
do
A.
it. All right, how do I play?
Okay, well, you got to figure it out. Okay, so copyright 1981. So this game came out my first year in college. All right, so basically what we're going to do is we're going to set the number of rounds.
Okay.
And then we're going to set the time per round. And then basically we're trying to, like, out civilization each other. We're trying to have the best utopia.
I'm going to civilize the shit out of you.
Basically, we're trying to make each other jealous. So I'm going to hit enter on mine and see what happens. Okay, so term of office. I'm on the right side here.
Okay.
Let's do 30 rounds.
30 rounds.
And 60 seconds a round. Does that work for you?
Okay. So that's 30 minutes.
Awesome. So if math was one of the requirements, you'd be winning. All right. So now play and win.
Okay.
So okay. Basically what we try to do is...
I hit
you
a button.
Have a couple
now
things that you can build here.
What
you can
fuck?
Build crops.
Can I not build a crop?
You can build crops. So, okay, here's what the numbers mean. The bottom left number, that 100, is Jeff's gold. That 30 is the number of rounds that we have. And then the ticking timer is how many seconds left in this round.
So after I hit A, what happens? How do I get shit
stop
over?
Stop fucking complaining. Put your hit B.
B?
B, that gets rid of your thing. Now put your cursor somewhere. Put it where you want to build something.
All right, I'm going to build some shit right
now
there.
Now hit start. And that'll bring up your pad.
Oh,
this is your
God.
Old Intellivision pad. You remember the old Intellivision controllers?
Yeah. Now I hit X?
No, hit A. There's no X. And then hit enter. Down. On the keypad. God damn, dude. There you go. You have crops. Congratulations. People get to eat wheat in your country. Your shitty country. Do you have a name for your country?
No. Yes.
What is it?
Bonerville.
I'm going to go for Turdistan on mine. So it's Turdistan versus Boner... What is it? Bonertown?
Bonerville.
Bonerville.
Bonertown. What am I, an asshole?
Oh, I already have 30 points. Now, see, we got our points in between the rounds, and the points tell us how happy our people are. We're basically competing to make people happy. So it's like the opposite of our regular lives.
Do you some fucking thing. Why isn't this working?
All right. I'm going to build a housing project. And here's... The right side is the informative side. The left side is the screaming, I don't know shit side. So here's the way this works. On the top left, I can build a fort. That's important when rebels show up. This is a factory, number two. This is crops. Crops will feed people and make them happy, and if you get them under a rain cloud, then you actually make some gold as well. So the rain coming by is a big factor. This bell thing is a school, number four. Makes people happy. The hospital, same thing. This is a housing project that houses people. This is a PvP piece. This is a rebel that I can place on Jeff's land and muck up his civilization. And this is a PT boat, and this is a fishing boat. I'll get to that in a second. I'm gonna build
make a goddamn boat. Why won't I make a...
It made the boat. The boat's in your dock. It's a green boat. Goddamn.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
How do I make the boat move?
Okay, go over the boat,
yeah.
And then select the zero, that white cursor, and that'll give you control of the boat. All right, I made a factory. I actually made a factory in a bad place. One of the bad things that can happen in this game is that a hurricane can show up and ruin your day.
Oh, what the fuck? What's the black dude?
That black dude's a pirate.
Oh!
Hey, man, you gotta live and learn. That's a valuable lesson you just learned. Don't go near the pirates with your fishing boat. Most people don't need to learn that. They just know that. I'm making a fishing boat now. Okay, now, when you make a fishing boat, you can take control of the fishing boat. I don't got enough money to make a fishing boat. God, you're making buzzes left and right. Why did you make a fort?
You said to protect against the fucking rebels.
Yeah, but you don't have anything to protect. You just have the fort.
I have a field.
He has wheat.
I have wheat.
We must protect the wheat.
Gotta protect my crops.
My people are happy as shit. They're, like, looking across the canal here at your people going, those fucking losers.
Look, I got all kinds
You're like North Korea. You have some food and a fort. I have a factory and houses. My fuckers have a hell of a commute, though, to their factory. That's all I'm saying.
Is the white thing the bell, a house?
So here you're going to see the score. Bam. I have 48 happy. You have 30 happy.
How the fuck do I have?
I have more happy.
I'm trying to make a hospital.
You need 75 gold to make a hospital.
Oh, I don't have enough money.
So that's a really good piece. See that noise? The rain just went over your crops and you made some money.
Fuck yeah, I made some money.
Because nothing says a solid economy like farming. God damn, how come there's no rain on my country? Come over here, you fucking clouds. Go. blow over. What the little rain you're getting on your country? This is bullshit.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I have agriculture.
Didn't matter.
Make fun of farms some more, dickhead.
It didn't go anywhere near your crops, so it doesn't matter. Look at this rain cloud. This is my day, right here. Give me some rain. Ooh, I'm gonna sneak up a crop right here. Bam. Oh, damn it, it turned. Yeah, rain on the factory.
Get away
from
me, pirate!
So if Jeff gets his fishing boat over that cloud of fish, that school of fish, he gets a gold for every second he's got a fishing boat on top of the school of fish.
What gold the shit out of
that. Damn it. Damn it. Look at that rain you're getting. Damn it! That'll come back and haunt you. If rain's coming, that means a hurricane is going to come at you.
Is that what that means?
I guess so.
Where my fucking
crops
go?
That's what I hope it means. Crops disappear after a couple turns. Oh, fishing boat in effect.
Oh, no.
Get him, pirate.
Pirate, that's all shit to do with meat. There we go, what's up?
Fishing boat. Now here's my red fishing boat coming into play. Oh, damn, pirate, get out of here. I'm coming into your territorial waters here, buddy. How are the fishing?
That's fucking great.
I guess there's a black cloud.
I guess there probably isn't any fish around the waters of your fucking godless society.
Black cloud is a tropical storm. Not quite a hurricane. But not as friendly as a little gray cloud. So it can give your crops some water, but then it can also tear up stuff as well. Ooh, that cloud's... Look at that thing. It turned around and went back. Got scared of my factory.
I got the fucking hang of this, dude. Oh, yeah.
Oh, can see my boat, too. Alright. Oh, check it out. Two schools of fish. Two gold per turn. Bam. That's the perfect storm, dude. I'm like George Clooney.
What's,
look at that. Oh, gotta get these fish to market.
Do I not have enough money to make shit?
Jack, like my, Perfect Storm obscure reference.
Here's Mark Wahlberg.
Look at this. You've never seen this much fishing.
How much gold do I have?
56, bottom
56.
Left.
56, okay.
What do you want to build? You can build a school. You can't build a house. House costs 60.
Which one's the school?
School's the white one.
Fuck yeah.
So now you have a school and a fort. I have no idea what kind of country you're building. Why is a pirate by my house over there? So basically, you want to build a house to make happiness, or to make people, a school to make some happiness, a hospital makes a lot of happiness, I don't know why, I guess your people get hurt all the fucking time, and a factory makes gold, fishing boat makes gold, crops make gold if they get rained on. I don't really know how all these things interact with one another. The global economy is a very complex system. I don't think it makes perfect sense. And this game was made in 1981. And there was like four products in the entire world. There was cars and TVs and that was it.
And
then some kinds of food.
Some
kind. I don't remember.
How much does a factory cost?
And Saturday morning cartoons. In 1981, there was cars, there was TVs, Saturday morning cartoons, and movies about sharks. That's about it.
How much does a fucking factory cost?
I don't know what a factory costs. Jack can look it up online. God, look at that rain cloud just missed my damn crops up there. Alright, I'm gonna build a hospital here in 1 second. You're gonna be like, woe is me.
What the fuck?
Oh, check this out. Alright, now I'm gonna try to get over this school of fish and lose control of my boat, or relinquish control of my boat. I'm gonna go make a hospital, and I'm gonna hope that nothing attacks my boat like a black cloud. Get away from my fucking boat. I can't move that boat.
Black out a fucking boat up?
Yeah, it can. It can. It can also fuck up a hospital. I'm going to wait to plant my hospital.
What did they call this? Civilization 0.5? More like civilization. Yawn.
Dude, we only have 24 minutes left of this.
That's not true, is it? Is it?
Yeah, it's true. You're just jealous. Christ. Look at this, dude. I got a fucking hospital. Oh, wait. Where's my hospital?
I don't have a hospital.
How come I can't build a hospital?
Oh,
I thought hospital was 75. Oh, look at me. I'm leading the way here. 329 happiness.
Oh, it looks like he's got a fucking factory.
Who?
I do.
Spoiler. Oh, that fucking pirate ship is going to take my boat. Oh, hospital. Oh, I got a hospital. I got healthcare in my country. I have healthcare. You know what that means? Now I can go on Reddit and bitch about America.
We're doing this for how long now?
We got 23 minutes left.
Jesus
Don't worry
Christ.
About the time. Worry about your civilization. Make your people happy.
What's the max score you can attain in this game?
I don't think there is a max score. There might... Well, we might get Jack all excited. We'll get to the Utopia kill screen and see what happens.
You mean go tell everybody?
Yeah, go tell everybody. Go round up everybody. Tell them we got a Utopia kill screen coming up. We're about to be civilized as shit. Our people will be so happy we flip it, and they're all mad. Oh, look at that rain coming on my crops. Watch my gold go. Wham. Come on. Come on. I didn't get any gold for that. What the hell happened?
Can you make multiple factories?
I'm going to say something that's going to jinx us. I'm going to say, yes, you can make multiple factories.
Do they stack with productivity?
You don't stack them. No, each one produces like 4 gold per turn.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Actually, I was slow and rolling you there. I was trying not to give you information. So I'm going to make some more crops.
Doesn't fucking matter because I can't afford to buy shit.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Should have planned ahead.
Should I have planned ahead, really? Thank you.
What about the future generations? Did you think about them?
I hope that I am taxing their future into oblivion right now.
Oh, let's get this boat going again. Where's the fish? So the old Intellivision controllers were basically like a number keypad that you'd see on a telephone, and below it was not even a joystick. It was that horrible disc. And you would just press on different parts
right.
of the disc.
And it broke in the first 15 minutes.
It was like the predecessor to the D-pad, but it was like the O-pad. I don't know what you would call it. It was terrible.
Jeffy's crushing you.
Fuck, I'm catching up, dude. He's been playing this game for 36 years.
No. There's no... You can't... It's nothing to do with that. No crying in Utopia. I have 2 factories in a house. That means whoever lives in that house can have 1 of 2 jobs. He's living large.
Dude.
He can drive to the hospital from his 2 factory jobs.
So 21 is my happiness and 28 is my gold.
No. Your actual score is not on the screen right now. We don't see that until between rounds. 21 is the number of rounds we have left. 32 seconds, 31 now, is how many seconds left in a round. And that's how much gold you have to spend. Look at that. Give me some gold for that rain. That is proper community planning. I don't know why God did not reward me for that. This peninsula's a rainy bitch. I'm gonna plant all over
this.
Dude,
I want to be richer.
So, clearly, Sid Meier improved on this model by adding things like governments and fun.
I'll suck it up, bitch. I'm closing the gap.
Whatever all those cops you just planted?
I know. I just planted them and they all died. Someone's going to get a stern letter from me. Dan Daglow from Mattel Electronics. I'm coming for you.
What do you think the chances are that Dan's still alive?
Man, there was a game that was on Xbox. It was either on the original Xbox or on Xbox Live. It was called Intellivision Lives. And it talked about all the old Intellivision games and the people who worked on the Intellivision division at Mattel. Like, essentially, Mattel, who make... What does Mattel make? They make Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they're a traditional toy company, but with the video game craze, they said, hey, let's get in on this. Let's make a game. So they essentially hired about 12 people, and those 12 people made the console and made all the games for it. In fact, one guy talked about how because they had to produce cartridges, it wasn't like burning discs today. He talked about how they would code these things and send them out the door and then test them after they went to manufacture. And they would put them in manufacture and test them, and while they were doing that, they would make the manuals. Oh, look at all that rain! Black Cloud is helping me. Black Cloud is... Stay away from my factory.
That's what they did with bullets for this year, right?
Stay away! So what they would do is when they'd find a bug in the game, they would put it in the manual like it was a feature. Like, oh, if you do this, and you can... You get this special, essentially, Easter egg that turns the screen all purple. Get out of here, boat.
Your TV blows up.
And they even talked about B-17 Bomber was one guy who made that and shipped it out the door essentially blind.
That's
they
crazy.
Had that much faith in their coding. Not much about Utopia, though. I just remember this game because, like, in the era of... I mean, this is 1981.
This is totally unique for that time.
You were playing, like, Laser Blast at that point in time.
Dude, I was playing the shit out of Laser Blast.
Which is... Jack, you've never seen Laser Blast ever? Yeah. You're a little space saucer, and you shoot three tanks, and you do that over and over and over again for about 10 hours.
Come on, get away from my fucking fish, dude.
How much do you think Laser Blast cost?
To make?
No, to buy in the store.
I remember the day I bought it. It was $40.
$40 for a game that is...
I saved up my money, and my mom took me to this fucking, like, it was a Sears to buy it.
You know, back in the old days, the Sears, they had their own brands of the Atari games. Although, Laser Blast was an Activision game.
Well, they had their own Atari, too.
Like, yeah,
the
they
Sears
did.
Was the...
Game system.
Yeah, whatever it was.
But it was Atari, but they just branded it
they
for Sears.
They just rebranded it for Sears, yeah.
Look at this. I have 100 gold. I am swimming in gold.
Fuck you and your gold.
You can take your fiat currency and shove it up your butt. Watch this. Watch this. Let me get off my boat.
I don't know how...
I'm going to build schools. I'm going to build houses. I'm going to build a suburb right here. I'm going to build a Chili's. Oh, I don't want that. That's expensive.
Hey, the black clouds should get away from my fucking boat, right?
Yeah, it should. Or you know what they say? Go into the black cloud.
Is that what they,
it's like Carol Ann with the light. Sometimes you stay away. Sometimes you go straight fucking into that thing.
How much does grass cost to make?
3.
How much is a
fucking crops,
hospital?
It's not grass.
How much is a hospital?
75.
Fuck that, really?
So that's like 40 grasses, basically, for a hospital.
How much does grass make you?
If it feeds people, but I'm not sure what that means, because there's no people population meter, but I think that contributes to how many people are alive and or happy at any given time. And, like, they even say in the instructions that factories increase your death rate, which is kind of morbid, but I don't know how that comes into play either. I'll tell you what's about to increase the death rate of that boat is my PT boat I'm going to make, and I'm going to come after your boat.
Excuse me? You're declaring war?
Nope.
On Boaterville?
I didn't say that.
Declare some fucking war.
Look at this cloud. This cloud's going north. It's got aspirations. It wants to be somebody. Oh, those two clouds are going to crash into each other.
So this was in 1981. This is what fun was.
Are you not having fun?
No, I'm having a blast.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, this is great. How much longer do we have?
We have 17 minutes left.
How much more
game?
Fun can I stand?
I think this will be edited down for the internet. That's what I think.
I think we should make them suffer through just like I did. Fucking.
You ever play Civilization at all?
Yeah, of course, man. I play the shit out of Civilization.
Jeff, is that capture going to survive this?
I would think so. We can always pause it.
Oh, look at my rain. Look. You're missing that. That's joyous.
Fucking congratulations. I'm so happy for your rain.
You know, we still haven't seen a hurricane.
Why you gotta say shit like that?
I don't know. Jesus. Any second now. We might be getting to the rainy season.
So I got a house.
Oh, you're getting I'm almost 200 happy ahead of you. I don't even know what that means. At least you have a fort.
Why are you making fun of my fort?
I'm not making fun of a fort.
That sounds like
I'm just saying. I'm just saying things. Oh, that's
what?
Me.
What'd you do?
That's me.
Come
that's
on.
Me. I hit the wrong button.
Trying to fucking freeze me out? What is this? NFL? I can't make a fucking hospital to save my life. How do you get enough money for a hospital?
70. You gotta save 75 gold.
I'm not good at saving.
I know. You're clearly not.
Well, it's because I gotta feed my people.
Oh, Rebel.
Ah, shit. 75. All right, I got 66.
Somebody's got a Rebel on his land. How'd that happen?
Excuse me?
What happened to you?
How do I stop a Rebel?
You got a fort. It's one of the first things you ever built. You should be fine. It'll be good. Just don't go away. Say, shoot, Rebel.
What?
That keeps you from building anything there, and if anything's next to him, when you place a Rebel on somebody's country, or he spontaneously generates himself, as that guy clearly did, then happens is you can't use the spaces around it. I think. So I just know it's bad.
How do you get rid of the Rebel?
You make people happy, and then that makes the Rebels go away, or put a fort near him, and he goes away.
What do you have that I don't have?
A winning country. A GDP.
That's awesome. Well, I can't argue with that. All right, I'm going to build a hospital, and then motherfuckers are going to be happy.
Brag about it.
I just did. Listening at all? All right, here we go. Hospital. What's the fucking number 8?
That's the PT boat. You can use that to attack people's fishing boats. But don't let that give you any ideas. We do not want to escalate this to full-blown war.
Dude, get off my fucking... Go!
Jeez. Get him, pirate! I'm rooting for the pirate!
Go! Oh, dude, that was so close!
Look at me. I'm tempted fate over here by this pirate.
I was fucking... That was rough.
It looks like the pirate is sailing like a Viking ship, which makes no sense at all.
Right. You make no sense at all.
I'm kicking ass, dude. I'm about to get more houses. I'm about to get more schools.
Why do you want multiple schools? What kind of asshole has multiple schools?
Hey, man. Education's important.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
What are you damning?
I still can't believe there's been no hurricane, and I can't believe I keep saying that. I gotta get away from this stupid pirate. Ooh, I'm on 2 schools of fish. It might not look exciting, but it's really, really exciting.
Dude, I'm so fucking... What do you mean, no fort?
Alright, let's see here. I'm gonna build... If I was a smart guy, I would build maybe some more.
Why can't I build shit?
Alright, let's see some houses here. Look at that. That is urban planning at its finest right there.
Yeah, you're a real fucking Frederick Olmsted. No, what?
Oh, somebody lost their fishing boat. What happened, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it.
You weren't paying attention, huh?
I was paying attention.
You expected the fishermen to just take care of themselves?
I was trying to skirt around a pirate. My water cannons didn't work. I wasn't able to repel him.
It was very realistic, though, when the pirates attacked. It was just like the first 5 minutes of Uncharted, basically. You could barely tell the difference. You ever hear the Intellivision voice module that they made years later?
No.
Come on in, Gus. I'm playing Utopia.
Gus sit between them.
Who?
Someone's
dropping
by.
Okay.
We're filming.
Yeah, we'll be back
later. Okay. All right, so you look like you have 3 houses.
Yep. And look, they're getting rained on. But those people are happy because they're indoors in my houses.
You got 2 schools because you're a fucking Democrat.
I have 58 gold.
My guys are libertarians. We don't believe in education.
We just got a hospital. It took you 200 years to get a goddamn hospital.
All right. That's enough of that. Let's get our fucking... Let's build some shit.
No, Black Cloud. Oh, Black Cloud, look at that thing. It's just, like, fronting on me.
Is it fronting on you, MC 1996? Is that what's happening?
I'm just trying to use the fresh lingo of 1981.
I'm about to build a totally radical school.
Was it radical in 1981?
The movie Rad came out in 84, so...
So it was just the beginning. Only
they
the cool kids
they
had
were
Rad
seeding it, yeah.
In 1981. Alright, let's get the fuck off this. Let's make some more crops. I built that factory in the wrong place. That is the most rained on factory in history.
Do you have to have your cursor over the... You do.
In general, yes. That's what a cursor does. It goes over whatever you want to do.
Thank you. You've been a tremendous help.
You also want to push the buttons.
Push your buttons.
Alright, I got a great idea.
Come on, fish!
Were you at fish?
Damn it. How are you going to have fucking 53 gold when I got 5?
It's called good planning.
What's it called? Yeah.
I'm prudent.
Dude, why do the pirates always run the fish?
Bart's gotta eat.
Jeff, you got this.
Oh, I got big time.
Come back.
My one fucking mistake was building a fort too early, apparently.
That was
You're like China.
Hey, what's up with the red boat?
Da 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 da. What? No. It's okay. Come here. Oh, don't give away the numbers. They block you.
Do they?
They fucking do.
Stink.
Oh, somebody got their boat sunk. What happened?
All right.
That's really sad, if you think about it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. All right. No problem.
I can't believe we haven't seen a single hurricane. I can't believe me talking about not seeing a single hurricane hasn't made a hurricane. Oh, what the hell? Oh, shit. I was wondering if that was my cursor. I'm looking at yours. Don't sink my boat, you fucking black cloud. Watch this shit. I'm going to fort this. Bam. Goodbye, rebel. Rebel scum.
Is that going to goodbye the rebel?
Yeah, I told you the fort protects you.
I don't see it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. 36 gold? I should have more than that. I need to get my fish on. Well, the lack of hurricanes has really dumbed down this game.
You were counting on more hurricanes?
Hurricanes are a big deal in multiplayer, man. They come in, it's like you think you're winning, and then wham, here comes the hand of God. Teach you a little humility. Look at that rain on my crops! Look at what's happening! I got fish rolling in, I got rain on my crops. Life is good.
Why can't I build a boat?
God. You have a boat. It's right there.
I just fucking built it. It just let me. Fucking cheating ass game.
Nope. Don't blame the game.
Can your warboat sink pirates?
No, your warboat cannot sink pirates.
I'm going to go back in time to fucking 1981 and give the 7-year-old Bernie a football. Make you go outside.
Daglow? Go back in time and take him off the map. I wonder if Den Daglow is still alive.
You think he still plays this game all the time?
I wonder if he looks like the Civilization franchise and thinks, I was there first. I came up with it. I invented Bonerville versus Turdistan back in 1981.
That's my Bonerville.
Oh, Hurricane!
Oh, shit.
Go left. Go right. Go right.
Go right.
Go right. Go to your right, Hurricane. Not my right. Go to your right, Hurricane. Get out of here.
What's
you
up,
bitch.
Hurricane?
You bitch. He's going to sink your boat. Here, get up there, boat.
Why? Where's my boat? Oh, what's up?
Oh, he's going to sink my boat. Oh, get away. Hit the rebel. Take away that fucking rebel. Do me
like
a solid. Oh, God, that was lucky.
I've been playing for 21 minutes. I was the most excited
before. Look, slow and steady wins the race of Utopia. You try to push a Utopia, what do you get? You get Greece.
What?
If you're really unlucky, you get, like, England or some shit like that. I'm going for the long haul.
Get away.
I hate this black cloud. This black cloud better not sink my boat.
Why is the rebel still there?
What rebel? Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, don't worry about it. Fucking mind your own business.
Well, his rebel's gone, but mine's hanging out. I probably occupied the fort. I probably screwed that up in some way. I made him stronger. What?
Oh, what's
Took
up?
Took one of my factories, bitch.
Oh, where'd your factory go? Oh.
What? What was that other noise?
It wasn't me, though.
Oh, a fucking rebel showed up. Did you do that?
No.
Bullshit.
I didn't do that. I'm over here fishing.
You're full of shit.
Jack can fucking confirm. Did I do that rebel?
I think Jeff did that rebel.
I did not do that. Fuck you, dude. Go back to the replay. Also, I can't afford a rebel. What's up? Fuck you guys.
Damn it.
So I'm trying to go
for... How can you possibly be unhappy?
So I'm trying to go for happiness.
We just had a factory destroyed by a rain cloud. You think that would bring the people together? Nope, they got to fucking rebel like a bunch of bitches.
How do you know your people are unhappy?
Because they got a rebel. That's what that means. Unless you put it there.
I did not put it there.
Bullshit.
I wouldn't fucking... I did it the first time. I did the shit out of it the first time. Didn't do it that time.
Oh.
Oh, what is that?
That's a hurricane. Go right. Don't get... You can't do this to me. No. Take the rebel out. Take the rebel out. Fuck.
Ooh.
Bitch. Do not turn. Son of a bitch. Take that rebel out. Don't take my fort. Take the rebel. Take him. Oh, what a bitch.
Apparently,
what a bitch. How did the factory die but the rebel didn't?
Apparently the rebel had an umbrella.
Fucking rebels. See, you thought you were unhappy, population. You make rebels, but guess what? Hurricane's worse. Well, I got another rebel at the top. What's fucking going on with my people?
Hey, what's up, peeps? I'm going to give you guys another house. I know how you like to live.
All right, here we go. Watch this. Hospital. Bam. Two hospitals. This is the greatest country in the history of the world.
Where do you see, like, the happiness?
In the history of the world with two continents. This is the best one. Where do you see? It's in between rounds. It shows up.
Okay. So you're just guesstimating right now that your people...
I know they like hospitals. People go apeshit for hospitals. I can me and my
all the
kids
rage.
On the weekend we go out to hospitals all the fucking time just to cheer ourselves up.
Just to feel better about yourself. Wait, this fishing is about as fun as real fishing.
You don't like fishing?
Fishing's okay. Get away. I did not appreciate that.
What is with these fucking rebels and how do I get rid of them? I got fortune next to all these rebels.
I'm going to build another hospital for my homeboys.
Oh, you're catching up. But not really.
No, not really.
You're almost catching up to me per round. I've had two hurricanes. My people have suffered through adversity. And they are still triumphing.
You lost the rebel.
Yeah, that's... I lost that rebel. See that northern rebel? He's gone now. You know what that means?
No.
People are coming around. They're going, you know what? At first, you know, Bernie was building a good country. And we didn't appreciate him. And then... We didn't like him, and then we realized we had it really good.
Do you think that's essentially what happened?
That's the dialogue in my head. I tell that same story about my marriage.
My people
can kind of think. Fucking hurricane!
Fortunately, my people can't afford.
Get the fuck out of here, you hurricane! What the fuck is it coming my way again?
You're in the trade winds, dude.
Oh fuck!
I got take it out.
I got a black. I got a black cloud down there. Get the rebel. Don't take the fort.
If you're going to turn this hurricane into lemonade, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yes! Look at that! You know what that says? God loves me.
Yeah.
And here comes the black cloud to destroy half my fucking civilization. Get out of there! If that fucking black cloud takes out my hospital, I'm not going to be happy. Get out of there, black cloud. Nice. Survived. Shit, you have a lot of stuff going on. What's going on over there?
I'm just fucking keeping it real. I'll tell you what I got going on. I'm listening to the people.
So, Utopia, what do you think? Fun game, not fun game?
It's pretty fun. I got in the...
This is a pretty advanced game for...
1962 or whatever.
1981. I mean, this cost probably about as much as your stupid-ass laser blast game. You gotta have a clip of laser blast at the end of this.
So you played this on punch cards, or...?
Yeah, what we do is we take a turn and we'd mail it into Mattel, and then they would come back and tell us what happened a month later. You played it via postcard.
I don't see the point in fucking grass. It seems to... Ah!
Oh, pirate got you.
That sucks dicks.
You know what? We've been enemies for so long, these two countries, that I'm actually starting to side with you. I don't like what the pirate did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you only make money from crops when it rains on them. And the gray clouds are good. They don't ever destroy anything. But the black clouds bring rain, but then they also have a chance of destroying it. That's like a bad boy cloud. You don't know what you're going to get. It's mysterious and weird. Goddamn hurricane. Go his way. Do not go my way. Oh, please hit that hospital. Please.
Oh, looks like it's going to go wide.
What's it doing?
Looks like it's got eyes on your... What is that? Your fucking fishing boat?
Nope. We're good.
Oh, what's up with the black cloud on my shit?
Oh, did it destroy some?
I think it did. It destroyed a house!
Nice. Should have built it better. It's that cheap Bonnerville construction.
It's supposed to be hurricane-proof.
Oh, that's money in the bank.
Oh, man. Ooh, I want to put some... Get your shit off my thing.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Well, that boat's stuck. I can't get up in there, but your boat's not coming out. Get that... Oh, so close. The pixels. Damn, my boat is going to die. Hurricane coming. Fucking it's hurricane season all of a sudden. No. Do not go across my land like that. Don't go so slow either. Okay, thank God. That's right, Hurricane. You better fucking run. Don't come back either, you bitch.
Yeah, that's it. Anger the fucking Hurricane. See how that does for you.
This is just like the beginning of Clash of the Titans, where we anger the gods.
Oh, rain on that shit.
Don't sink my boat, you black cloud.
I'm gonna build some more fucking grass.
Your boat's trapped. Look at all these fish that I have.
Little do you know, my boat wants to be trapped.
Maybe your boat's trapped.
It turned into a party boat. You know, I can build a lot of stuff, and I haven't built anything. See, I was trying to be all conservative and be nice, but nope, here comes a big spender. It's like my people just voted in the Democrats. Here we go, spend, spend, spend. I don't even know if that works anymore. Build some houses.
You have 3 minutes, Jeff.
Fuck.
Turn it around.
You only have 3 more minutes to have at least a little bit of fun.
Build a fucking... Why can't you build grass, dickhead?
I like that they pace out the fun over 30 minutes. They don't really just beat you up.
Yeah, they don't want to fucking shove fun down your throat. They want to distribute it.
See, in television, they have the same model as Bungie. The 30 seconds of fun or whatever, 10 seconds of fun, but it's not repeated 1,000 times in the game. It's just once. You get 30 seconds of fun once in the game, and that's it. I have so many factories. It's crazy. I have two. But I have plans for more, just so you know.
I'm fucking excited for you.
I'm really excited about it. I'm glad that you're excited, too. I think you might have been sarcastic, though, when you said that. Building crops. I'm staying true to my agrarian roots. And I got a strong feeling that I'm about to be the winner of Utopia. I Utopia'd the shit out of you.
I beat you that level.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got 3 hospitals, though, so you can't really, if you think about it, there's nothing better than that in the world than 3 whole hospitals.
Oh, yeah? The rebel burning.
Yep, that rebel's gone. They gave it up. They know a winner when they see him. Like, you know what? We're going to let this guy enjoy his victory. He's worked hard. He's been a good leader. He built us a house just now. He's going to put some crops right in front of this rain cloud.
He's going to fucking
talk. That's some cheap gold right there. Constantly. That's cheap. Oh, look at that. I got 3 gold. I got another piece of crops out of that. Oh, bring it on, Hurricane. What do you got for me? You can't ruin my fun.
Yeah, it can't. Come on, Hurricane. Go, Hurricane. Hook it right. Come on. Oh,
take out the rebel. Whoa. Take out the rebel. Little victory dance. Oh.
You lucky bitch.
Well, Jeff, all I have to say is good game. There's 10 seconds left. Look, hands off the controller. I'm going to coast to victory here.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. You're a fucking...
Jack, are you impressed with my victory in Utopia?
It's quite impressive.
It is quite impressive. That is the first game that I've won in 31 years of playing this game. It finally happened for me.
Yeah, but now, yes. Now that I know how to play, in 30 years when we do a rematch, I'm going to fucking kick your ass.
Any final thoughts about Utopia?
Yeah, it took me... What was it, 30 minutes we played? It took me 17 minutes to figure out how to play. The last 13 minutes, I actually did better than you.
But no tutorial level.
Yeah,
nothing to walk through. They don't hold your hand. They're like, here's a country, get to fucking work.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I could walk out of here right now and immediately start my own government. I feel confident that I could run it from...
You don't get a Condoleezza Rice or a Hillary Clinton. You just got to fucking go for it.
It's just me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like right now, I'm like, you plant crops, you build a house, hospitals for everybody. Bam.
Well, congratulations on your victory. Congratulations on being old enough to have played this game when it came out.
So, this game is $2.50, which $40 in 1981, adjusted for inflation, I'm pretty sure is $2.50. So, it's held its value pretty well when adjusted. And you can find it in Game Room under Intellivision subcategory, not fun.
Do you have to play local multiplayer, or can you play multiplayer across live?
No, I don't think this had live capability. You know, I think, you know, you would just call your friend and say, where are you putting your piece now? I'm putting one on the coast. You're fucked, buddy.
I'm fairly confident that when we have a rematch, I will beat you.
Oh, please. Gag me with a spoon.